following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Have you ever found yourself in a place where you just began to wonder if God was still there with you? Or maybe you wonder where he was, or if he heard you, or if he's forgotten about you. Now, this almost seems to be the place that King David was at as he wrote the opening line of Psalm 22. In Psalm 22:1, David says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, this might sound familiar if you've read through the Psalms, but maybe even more familiar as you think about the story of Jesus. Because in Matthew 27, just moments before he would breathe his last, this is exactly what Jesus said. And for Jesus, it wasn't just a feeling, but it was a reality of what was going on just moments before he would give up his life. As at this moment, the Son, who had always existed in perfect love, in perfect unity with the Father and the Spirit and the triune Godhead, for this moment was in some way cut off from a fellowship that he's always experienced while he bore our sins and while he endured the wrath of God being poured out upon him for sin. Commentator David Guzik says at this moment that on the cross, Jesus became, as it were, an enemy of God who was judged and forced to drink the cup of the Father's fury. Now, Jesus had just experienced what was known to be the most cruel and excruciating ways of execution physically. Jesus had also been beaten and scourged and pierced. Jesus had also just been lied about by the Jewish leaders, betrayed by some of his closest friends, and he had experienced humiliation while being on the cross, who spat at and mocked by the very same people he desired to save. So why would someone willingly put themselves in a place of such agonizing pain? Because get this was painful. But none of these pains actually were as severe as the pain of this moment, I think, of being forsaken by the Father. So why would someone do this? Well, it was all a part of God's plan so that you and I could be brought near and reconciled to God. Ephesians 2:12 makes this clear. It says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Did you catch that? We were far away, but he's brought us near. As he who was sinless took the place of those who were sinful and gave his life so we can be reconciled back to God. So he was forsaken so we don't have to be. In fact, here's something amazing for you and I to be able to cling to and run with, is that even though there are different moments, maybe what we feel like, you know, God, where are you? God, we don't know exactly where you're at this moment. When we remember what Christ has done on the cross, we can cling to the fact that as his people, not only is he there, but he promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that is part of the good news of what we receive as those who follow Christ. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds. the day that lies.